I'm Laurie Hackett, and welcome back to another program of A Closer Look. Listeners, as you know, we have the opportunity once a month to get together to talk about nonprofits in the Valley and to meet some interesting, enthusiastic leaders who are doing really cool things in our region. And tonight, I'm so excited to start with our first guest. So joining us here in the studio is our friend Susan Drexinger. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you so much for this great opportunity.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. So if you're listening, you've been involved in the Valley and other things, I'm guessing you might know Susan. So Susan is the co-founder of a company called Sincere Event Co. And she's also been just so involved in events throughout the Lehigh Valley and certainly a committed volunteer herself. Susan, let's start right off with, tell us a little bit about Sincere Event Co. What is it? What's your mission? What are you up to?
So we created Sincere Event Co. because we wanted to be making unique experiences for our clients and their guests. And we wanted them to know we're very sincere about their event. And it's not 100 events. It's not 1,000 events a year. It's really a few events each month that we are able to help make a difference. For nonprofits, we're able to help them create an experience that is unique and purposeful. The most important thing I feel that with so many events in our valley, which there are so many, and there are a tremendous amount of causes and nonprofits that are helping our community. However, when guests come to an event, they want to know why they're there. Mm-hmm. What is the why for even a small gathering, a small luncheon, or a large golf tournament, or a beautiful gala? They want to know the why. But they also want to have fun, and they want to be engaged throughout the whole time that they are there. Sometimes things can be a little static. You come in, you have cocktails, and you go on to dinner, and then you leave. What's around the next corner is really what the excitement is when we create events for nonprofits in the Valley.
Love that. And again, like so many people, I have the opportunity to attend so many events, especially that our nonprofit friends put on. And so certainly you mentioned the things that the attendee is looking for. And then on the nonprofit side, we know that they are looking, you know, to share information, to share their advocacy, and to raise money for their nonprofit. Could you give us some examples? Like, what's the cool thing now with events? How do nonprofits most successfully create an event where they can effectively share their mission?
So that's a great question. For us, when we are talking with them, we're listening to what their goal is. Most of the time, the number one goal, raising money and building brand, especially for a new organization in the Valley. They may have existed, or they've rebranded their name, or they've redirected their purpose. It's those two things that are usually top of mind. And then the third thing would be that they want to have people attend, learn about it, raise the money, but want to come back to next year.
Oh, that's really good.
That's really important to most nonprofits. There's always an important possibility of it not being successful in kind of catching them, but you really only have one opportunity to make that first impression for new people. You obviously have been in this valley a long time and you know a lot of these organizations. And sometimes, why do you go to them? Of course, you're going because you want to support them, but you're also wanting to learn what's new in the organization and why is it still important to continue to give to that organization. And for us, that's what we're trying to uncover when we meet with these nonprofits. It's not just, oh, okay, we have an event on a certain day at a certain time, and Emily and I would work on the logistics of all of that. Certainly, that is one of our fortes in our business, but we also want to know the why as well. And we just had a beautiful event on Friday evening, and the guests said to us many, many times, they felt welcomed, they felt engaged, and they scanned the QR code and donated. That is the most exciting thing. Mm-hmm. And they said, where is it going to be next year? That's and great. When is it happening? So those are the great and exciting parts of it.
So when you break it down to what makes all those goals happen. And so again, as you were talking, I thought, oh my gosh, I went to the zoo event and there were penguins over in the corner. I went to the Lehigh Valley Wine Gala, one of my favorite events, and the winemaker was there mm-hmm. and walked to each table and we got the chance to talk with them. In your experience, what are some things that you've seen that really work?
I know it's kind of fun, but the little fake casino games, mm-hmm. people love that because maybe you don't know how to play blackjack, but the guy next to you does. And then there's conversation. And now there's now that community is growing mm-hmm. because people at that same table or music is always an important part of the puzzle. Going and exploring music, meeting the artist, enjoying a concert after or before an event, that is really wonderful. And also the vibe that people are trying to have. So many events, the networking time is very short. And we recommend flip things a little bit differently. Start with your program sometimes and then go into the networking part. So the folks that have to leave will leave.
Great.
But you've still got your mission out there. You've got the cause out there. You've mm-hmm. done the raising of the funds. And now the people can network and really enjoy each other's company and celebrate
right.
the successes. You know, pickleball. Everybody is playing pickleball. And, of course, the beautiful facility out in the western part of our valley. Amazing. But they also do fundraising events. So we actually are talking with them. And not only just pickleball. You may not know how to play pickleball, but you can come learn a little bit about pickleball. Again, have a little bit of fun. But then you can infuse the raffle or the silent auction or right. the networking or bring a few trucks to it. And now people have, you know, a really great fun afternoon. And sometimes doing it at a different time versus always doing it in the mm-hmm. evening flips it even again. So that's what Sincere Event Co. wants to do. We want to flip the traditional a little bit upside down and kind of turn it 180 if you can and continue to raise funds.
Love it. Love it because that's what's most important. We're exactly. here to support our nonprofit
and
pals.
And the other thing is saving expenses.
Yes.
So much because of my career, being on the side of understanding why it costs things, how to rent things, how to procure things that may not cost as much but still has great impact, mm-hmm. helps organizations save expenses. And we're that connection. Success on that highway. It's a two-lane street, and we're helping them to be successful on the revenue side as well as the expenses.
Oh, wonderful to hear. Speaking of your journey, let's talk a little bit about what brought you to this place to create your own business, to have such passion, such interest, such enthusiasm mm-hmm. for putting on really impactful events.
It's all about the experience, and we want people to leave there saying, Susan had a piece of this puzzle. Mm-hmm. I love being behind the scenes, making the magic happen. So as the organization is in front, they're building the relationships with those donors, the sponsors, or the individual that just thought it was going to be a great event and wanted to come through. We just toured a facility in Allentown for a client, and we are like, wow, we're going to be able to make these little vignettes happen throughout the whole venue. Now those guests are going to kind of walk their way through and really create something. And that's why I want to do what I want to do. Emily is so passionate about it as
and
well.
And Emily is your co-founder.
Yes, Emily Cusack. She's amazing. She's organized. She's creative. And she has the energy right alongside of me mm-hmm. to make it happen. So many people think, like, how do you start at 7 a.m. and you're still standing at
right.
midnight.
Smiling.
And it's because I see everybody else enjoying themselves. Mm-hmm. What we kind of had on paper, then created, and now we're watching it all come to life.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
Communication is success. So communication with the vendors, communication with our clients, communication with the guests, and really just talking with everybody and making sure they're having an amazing evening.
That's wonderful. I mean, really, your expertise,
thank you.
Your sincerity is really moving. So you see a lot of volunteers. I know you volunteered yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your insight, your opinion about the importance of giving back and serving as a volunteer.
Well, volunteering, my mom's favorite saying is caring is the greatest gift. And to me, when you volunteer your time, which mm-hmm. is priceless, your time is priceless. You could be doing 1,000 other things, but if you said, this is important to me, a quick little story, I won't take a lot of time up, but my daughter was born at 24 weeks. When she turned 1 year old, after many, many situations that could have resulted in not positive results. But she turned one, and we were like, how can we give back? At the time, March of Dimes was really pushing about healthy moms, healthy babies, wondering why people have birth so early. And so we committed ourselves to that cause, and we spoke across the country. In 2008, we were the national ambassador and traveled from the Oval Office to the red carpets in California, thanking volunteers, thanking NICU workers, nurses, doctors, respiratory therapists, watching those people mm-hmm. hold those tiny little babies that could fit in a palm of a hand and bringing them home to their moms and dads, but also giving hope to the parents who got to see, when we would travel, this little five-year-old who wasn't even supposed to live. So those kind of things. And then speaking in organizations like the Lehigh Valley Commercial Industrial Real Estate Organization that was giving money to the March of Dimes for decades. And my daughter Catherine spoke at it and said, what you did all those years ago.
Right. Saved me.
Yeah. Brought her home.
Yes.
So sometimes when you volunteer, you don't really realize everything.
Right.
But these organizations, companies that support organizations, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. The results of them giving their time and their funds will bring healthy babies home to their families. And that's really exciting for
and
them.
And seeing you tell that story, you were just lighting up because you are so connected to that mission.
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you have for others that are thinking of getting involved as a volunteer? I mean, you found this great connection because of your family. And
personal connections are so much more critical.
Yes.
You know, some people volunteer almost like a transaction.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really have a passion for it, and then teaching your children or other youth in our community about volunteering, how impactful that can be. My son got very involved in Thon when he was at Penn State. They've raised millions and millions of dollars for childhood cancer. He danced the 46 hours. He raised money. He was involved, and he's still involved. My daughter is involved with Thon. She's the family relations, of course. Again, full circle, right, Lori?
Mm-hmm.
She's with that family, helping them to understand why and helping raise money for it. And currently, she's even interning for the Pink Zone in Penn State to bring breast cancer awareness. They just had a big Lady Lion basketball game on the 16th. It was wonderful to watch her giving mm-hmm. back to the survivors that were on the
right.
floor and on the court, for us teaching the youth
yeah.
and finding the passion that you can relate to. Because again, sometimes people volunteer because it's a transactional thing
mm-hmm.
or because they think that's what they should do. But if you find something that really tugs at your own heartstrings, then you really can make an impact and make a difference. You'll never know the impact that you've
right.
had on somebody. And even with what you're doing today, someone listening is
mm-hmm.
going to be like, you know what? I had cancer, or I knew somebody who had
right.
cancer, or I knew somebody who had a premature child, or I knew somebody who had some other situation, or they want to give to the arts because they always wanted to give to the arts, or they wanted to give to a educational program. And all of that kind of comes full circle
mm-hmm.
when you put your heart before even your mind thinks about it.
That was perfect. And, you know, we're at the end of our time already, which is
oh my goodness.
Amazing. But I wanted to say what you just talked about, just authentically and genuinely stepping up to volunteer. And that's how we started this conversation.
Exactly.
I mean, your company is called, you know, Sincere Event Co. because you want everyone to know that each event matters. It matters most to you. And then you, again, what you just talked about, the sincerity with which you do everything. You volunteer, and that has moved on, certainly by example, to your kids
mm-hmm.
as well.
Exactly. And to others in our community that
exactly.
I interact with.
Exactly.
And they get involved. And it's like a pebble in a pond.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know,
I love it.
Goes right out.
So. Susan, as we close out this program, and again, such a great conversation, thank you. Is there anything we didn't talk about? Is there a message you'd like to share with our listeners before we close today?
I think it is about listening and hearing. So many distractions in our world. And when you actually sit down and kind of do your own little research on the organization or the research about the cause, and if it touched either personally a family member or a friend, go in and do it because you will be given back tenfold for what you give to somebody else. Yes. And again, your time is priceless, but giving is the greatest gift that you can do. And caring is definitely the greatest gift, as my mom always said.
Well, shout out to your mom.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks again for joining us tonight, listeners. And we were joined by Susan Drexinger, who is the co-founder of a company called Sincere Event Co. and certainly an inspiration to so many of us. So, Susan, thanks for being with us.
Enjoy your day.
And we'll be right back.
WDIY has been broadcasting in the Lehigh Valley and beyond for 30 years, providing news.
These planes were hijacked.
The Bethlehem Steel Corporation will end its steelmaking production in Bethlehem.
We hope that you enjoyed hearing from the Dalai Lama.
Local public affairs.
As I say, it's a race of interest.
What we're experiencing today will later on be studied.
And music.
My name is Janice Ian.
Our guest, Lake Street Dive.
In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Petey Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary.
WDIY, since 1995.
Welcome back to A Closer Look. I'm Laurie Hackett, and we just had a wonderful conversation with Susan Drexinger, just as enthusiastic as our next guest that's with us today. So I'm really pleased, listeners, to introduce you to, if you don't know her already, Zaharo Candy Serinos. Welcome, Candy.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. So Candy is a really active volunteer in the community. You may have served with her if you're involved. But she is also the Director of Community Engagement and Impact at Zollner Arts Center. What's that mean, Candy? Tell us about your job. What's the Director of Community Engagement and Impact do?
So we believe at Zollner that it isn't just a building, that we do have ways to meet our community where they are. We like to call them breadcrumbs. So we meet people where they are, either in schools or in community organizations like the Hispanic Center right here on the south side in Bethlehem. We like to go to them and present either shows, give them opportunities to meet with our artists, to meet with us, and to really have conversations about what they're interested in, as well as connecting to what we already bring. We want it to be a little bit more organic, where we're allowing people to really have a say as to what we're doing and the shows that we're presenting at Zollner, and then to also just feel comfortable with us, because we believe if we meet someone where they are and they get to trust us, then we can be their trusted partner in the arts.
So with that, are you saying you involve community and your near neighbors in deciding what artists come?
So we have opportunities, which we'll get to a little bit later, where members of our community can sit on various committees and we can have those conversations. At the end of the day, our executive director, Mark Wilson, of course, makes the final call, but he's always open to suggestions. And as you know, Lori, we always like to bring artists that both make an impact and are fun to watch. And so we do want to hear from the community as to what they like. In my role, as you asked earlier, I also work with schools. I work closely with K-12 students and administrators, and we talk about things that they need. You know, thinking back to the pandemic and how there was all these essential workers, right? You could only go to work if you were essential. Mm-hmm. Well, what about the arts is essential? What about us being part of a healthy community? What is it that Zollner can do to be a part of that essential, healthy community, right?
I love that. And in fact, just this morning, I was at something with some other Lehigh Valley grant makers, and we heard from Randy Cohen, Americans for the Arts, I think is his organization. And he talked about the importance of education and starting kids early with understanding arts that leads to success later. Can you give us a specific example about how Zollner connects, collaborates, partners with education?
Yeah. So within the Bethlehem Area School District, we don't have to go too far.
Right.
We work closely with Joe Anthus. And Joe will sit down with us at the top of the year as we go through some of the shows that we're looking for. And we take it back to, actually, we have an education advisory committee that's made up of various administrators and teachers that are in K-12. And we talk about what are the shows that the students need, what fits with the curriculum. Mm-hmm. And taking it back to that, we found that there's been recent studies that show that it's not just bringing kids through schools, but also connecting with their families. So you have, I think it's almost 20% of an increase of repeat arts patrons as adults if you not only come with your school, but then mom and dad model that for you and they bring you and show the importance of arts to them. So if you can marry the two together, which I think is great thanks to our sponsor, Lehigh Valley Riley Children's Hospital, and our family series, we're able to have family shows, we have our school shows, of course, sponsors in our community like your products, thank you very much, Lori, that help us in putting all those things together and being in the community. You can make those inroads. You can give those opportunities mm-hmm. to people to come. And then on top of that, if we're meeting them where they're at and we're presenting the things that they're interested in, well, I feel like I get chills just talking about it. I get so excited about it.
Just a sign that you're perfectly placed in your role. You remember those experiences. My son is 27 and we went to a Zollner show long ago and he got to come up and be a guest conductor. And they let him keep the little plastic baton.
So great.
And he still has the baton from his kind of first true, mm-hmm. if you will, engagement as a five-year-old.
Yep.
Tell us about how Zollner and Lehigh University work together.
Okay, so Zollner is the presenting arts center at Lehigh University. So in as much as I said at the top, we're not just a building. We are physically a building on Lehigh University's campus. So we house not only the Department of Theater, the music department for Lehigh University. We also have art galleries in our center. We are primarily responsible for putting on what we call the presenting series, which are artists that come from afar, as well as the school shows and our family shows. So in terms of the life of Lehigh, we always try to include and invite professors to come and do talks, as well as working with the staff to come and have a common place, you know, on campus to meet with each other.
And it's beautiful. Gosh, how long has Zollner been there? You just celebrated an anniversary?
Yeah,
right?
Recently. So we've been there since technically 1996. So, yeah, we're heading well into, oh, my goodness, 28 years.
I don't know. Really somebody else needs to run those numbers.
I know.
Let's let someone else
the
do
math,
that. Let's just talk about the arts right now. So, Katie, what led you to this journey? I know you've got marketing expertise. You have, you know, certainly experience in that and in community work. What in your past led you to this role?
I've always enjoyed bringing people together. I've always had a passion to help others. That was modeled for me at a very young age by my parents. My parents, who were immigrants to this country, did all they could do to keep food on the table, and they worked all the time. But if they noticed that a neighbor needed help, they mm-hmm. made sure they went to help. So my father, with his 12-hour shifts, you know, if my mother mentioned that Mrs. Putzman, God rest her soul, who lived two doors down, needed help with her kitchen or with something, my dad made time to go help her. And it's not as if she could give him anything, right? There was nothing in it for him. But it was important for him to be helpful, to be a good neighbor. And so I really think that's what I love about my role, and I love about being a part of a community, because it isn't so much what is it that JFK, don't ask what they can do for you, but we can do for others. So I try to model that. You know, I think to be in service to community is the best work of life, and to serve others is really our purpose here.
And you've certainly shown that in so much of your community service. You know, certainly your work through Zollner, but I know you're really active with the chamber, and you were active with the Bethlehem Chamber and with the Nonprofit and Business Partners Council now. Tell us about those experiences.
You know, the Nonprofit and Business Council, it's one of the most fun councils, if I make a little plug for anyone interested, with the chamber, because you're bringing together nonprofits and for-profits, and you're finding that common ground, and you're mm-hmm. finding how you can work together. And in as much as the chamber helps with businesses across the board, I find that it's a really great place to find people that have common interests. And whenever we get together, we're just like each other's cheerleaders. We just had a meeting this morning, actually, and we were talking about the upcoming conference and what is it that we can do a little bit more, and we understand each other. Mm-hmm. So I do appreciate being a part of that. In the past, I was on the Women's Business Council. I've done things with the United Way and their emerging leaders. So I just like being a part of a community, and the Lehigh Valley's home to me. So however I can help.
And Candy, were there things that you learn at work that you take out, that you bring those skills and those gifts to your volunteer work?
So one of my first bosses said to me, Candy, you know, I always want you to have the courage of your convictions. And I never really understood what that meant at the time. But I think what he saw in me, my early years, was that I did always have an idea and I believed in it and I wanted to see it throughout. I've been so fortunate to have wonderful mentors, women in my life who have helped me, not just personally, but professionally. And all the advice you've given me when I was trying to decide, should I major in basket weaving or go for an MBA? And you said, go for it.
Congratulations on that MBA, by the way.
So it's important to me to be around good people because I feel like I want to be that good person to someone one day and pass the baton on, right? Stand on your shoulders and keep going.
That's awesome. Just to pause for all of us, I do the same, to be really grateful for people who have given me some good advice. And then I'm able to maybe help others as well, just like you are. What ideas or insight do you have for people who are thinking about getting involved?
You know, I feel like you find something that you're passionate about, you find something that you're interested in, and you just go for it. And in this age of loneliness, there seems to be a lot of people out there that are kind of searching and looking, and there's real opportunities even as close home as Zollner, if I may make a pitch, you know.
Of course.
You can be an usher at Zollner. To be considered a full-time usher, you have to do 5 events. Quite frankly, that could be one weekend. There's so many events going on at Zollner. And you find people with similar interests. I mentioned earlier our education advisory committee, our family advisory committee. You can volunteer and be a part of those and really help give both your children a voice, give yourself a voice, and be around people that want to make an impact and make an impact both in the arts as well as in the community as a whole. So when you find that you have an opportunity and you're blessed with free time to volunteer, anything you can do to give back, I think it's important to do that.
Love it. And so many ways to do it, whether you have an hour a month or you can go to a weekly meeting. You
exactly.
know?
I always just try to look and see what is it that is needed.
Yes.
I'm very much like, put some gloves on, give me a rake or whatever the case may be, and let me just help you. So even if maybe in the end I didn't go back to do it a second time, I'm right there for you when you need me to be.
I love it. I love it. Right. And some people, I think people sign up to volunteer for different reasons. It could be networking. It could be business opportunity. It could just be, as you just said, and sometimes just I just want to go for this afternoon and rake and pull weeds and just make a big difference. Candy, if you had the attention of the Lehigh Valley for a minute, what message would you give to them?
I would want them to come to Zollner Art Center and to come and see the programs that we offer because they're so varied. And you really can find a community. You can find a group of people. You can set aside any differences that you may have politically or personally or, you know, whatever's going on in the world. You can really set that aside for an afternoon and just maybe find some peace and find a place where you can join in with others, having no idea who they are in reality, but you can laugh together or you can cry together or you can enjoy some music together. I think Zollner is a gift to the community. I think all the arts that we do here in the Lehigh Valley are so wonderful. And we're also blessed that we have so many choices and we have so many places to go. But I definitely would ask to give Zollner a try.
And how would people do that? Could you give some information on how they'd learn more about volunteering and also how just to learn about all of your upcoming offerings?
Yeah. So we are on all of the social media platforms.
Great.
Go to our website, zollnerartcenter.org. And through Zollner's website, you'll see opportunities and you'll see a little listing on the left-hand side that talks about visiting or volunteering or purchasing tickets. I always encourage you to call the box office. If there's something that you can't find on the website, give us a call and we'll get back to you and let you know what exists, what's out there for you to be a part of it.
Great. And Candy, as we, before we sign off today, anything we didn't get to talk about? Anything you want to share that we didn't get the chance to talk about?
So what I think is really fun that we've now done at Zollner is our family shows. We call them non-shushing shows. So when
Love
you bring
that.
The kids, there's no shushing. There's no asking them to behave. There's no asking them to stay quiet. We want them to express themselves. We want them to have fun. We have a relax room that is right outside our doors. So if you find that your child needs a minute to compose themselves, you're welcome to go back out and come back in and just enjoy the rest of the show. So we really want to give a child's first experience, especially when they're with their families, a chill experience. We don't expect them to be perfect. As my daughter tells me all the time, no one's perfect. It's important for kids to be kids. And so we try to do that at Zollner.
Love it. Yeah. Non-shushing shows.
No shushing. There's no shushing.
Got it. Well, thanks so much for being with us, Candy.
Thank you so much for having me, Lori.
Sure. And listeners, again, we were joined by Candy Storinos. And Candy is the Director of Community Engagement and Impact at Zollner Arts Center right here on the south side of Bethlehem. And our first guest tonight was Susan Drexinger of Sincere Event Co. Listeners, please tune in every Monday night for different programming and really every day of the week. There's so much happening here at your local NPR station, WDIY. Thanks again for joining us this month on A Closer Look. I'm Laurie Hackett, and we'll see you next time.